Unit 9, Sports and Fitness. Reading 1. Cheating in Sports. Sports are about competition. The goal of every athlete or every team is to win. Unfortunately, two factors have been pushing American sports in an unhealthy direction. One of these factors is the obsession with winning, no matter what the cost. The other factor is money. These two factors put extreme pressure on both players and coaches to focus single-mindedly on winning. This has resulted in a problem that is spreading and becoming more serious. That problem is cheating. Of course, there are rules in all sports to penalize cheating. So coaches and players have had to come up with ingenious ways to get around the rules. Getting a competitive edge, even unfairly, is seen as a strategy rather than cheating. Illegal acts are now even being accepted as part of the game. Coaches encourage players to cheat, or coaches simply look the other way when they know players commit illegal acts during games. And referees rarely do anything to discourage cheating, or they impose minimal penalties. A professor of sports and recreation, Dr. James Frey, introduced the term normative cheating to refer to the methods of cheating commonly used in sports today. This refers to strategies used to create conditions of some advantage over an opponent. These strategies do not actually break the rules. Instead, coaches and players have learned how to use loopholes in the rules to gain a competitive advantage. There are many forms of normative cheating. In basketball, for example, it is common for a player to pretend to be fouled in order to receive an undeserved foul shot. In football, players are typically coached to use illegal techniques to hold or trip opponents without referees noticing. And in baseball, home teams often doctor their fields to suit their strengths and minimize the strengths of their opponents. For example, if a home team knows they will face a fast team, they will spread water or sand between bases to slow down the runners of the other team. Other techniques used by home teams to cheat include increasing the heat in the visitors' locker room to make the athlete sluggish. And some schools even use psychological tricks, such as painting the visitors' locker room pink, a color said to reduce strength and make people less aggressive. Violence is another area in which normative cheating has crept into sports. Sports such as football, soccer, and hockey seem to encourage player aggression beyond ethical limits. Players are taught to hit opponents, not just to block or tackle, but to make opponents pay the price. The assumption is that physically punishing other players will increase the chances of that opponent losing control of the ball, dropping concentration, and/or executing a poor play the next time. And of course, there is always the hope that the other player is hit so hard they must be removed from the game and will be replaced by a less talented substitute. The winning at all costs philosophy of sports today has had an adverse effect on athletes. Recent research has shown that participation in sports actually hinders the normal development of moral reasoning in athletes. In a study of 10,000 athletes in both high school and college, it was found that athletes in general scored lower on tests of moral development than non-athletes. Additionally, male athletes scored lower than female athletes. And the worst news of all, the longer athletes participated in sports, the lower their moral reasoning scores on the test. Supplemental reading. Drugs in sports. The International Olympics Committee has established special rules banning drugs to enhance performance. However, some athletes are experimenting with new drugs that are difficult to detect. The IOC forbids athletes from using steroids as strength builders. Short-acting, water-based steroids are now available that pass out of an athlete's body after only a few hours. The most popular steroids are man-made forms of testosterone, a hormone already present in the body. Another popular performance enhancer is EPO. EPO, or erythropoietin, regulates red blood cell production. These cells deliver oxygen throughout the body. The oxygen boost it provides can improve an athlete's performance in a 20-minute run by 30 seconds. In a marathon, it could give an athlete a 4-minute advantage. EPO is dangerous because it can make the blood too thick for the heart to pump. EPO is believed to have been the cause of at least 25 deaths among cyclists training for the Olympics. Human growth hormone, a third commonly used enhancer, is a naturally occurring amino acid which helps control growth from birth to adulthood. Genetically engineered HGH became available in 1985. Athletes using HGH to develop bigger muscles and then take steroids to strengthen the muscles. The drug is hard to detect because it passes out of the body in less than 45 minutes. The newest wave of performance enhancement is through a blood substitute called Hemopure. Hemopure is ultra-purified hemoglobin from cows mixed with a salt solution. The effect of using Hemopure is similar to the effect of EPO. However, there is no current test that can detect Hemopure in the blood.